Hello, my seven loyal listeners. Actually, it was eight last time. Eight on the last podcast, moving up in the world. So, today is Tuesday, September 18th. I got a cramp in my back. God, I hope it's not time to bleed again, is it? Seems like that's all this body does. I bleed, I shit, I occasionally puke. I don't sleep much, so I don't know what else it could be. Anyway, so I'm home a little early today. Actually, it's worked 4 o'clock because Greg called me and he was supposed to be at work at 3 or 3:30, and it was 3:45. He's like, I'm still home. I said, well, why? Monty shit on the floor. Okay. I also came home for lunch and Monty had had an anal explosion all over the floor that I think Ellie still smells, so I'm going to have to get that all figured out and cleaned up. So a little man is sick. I came home so he wouldn't have an accident and his kennel will have to sit in it. That's not fair for him. So yeah, I put him on the counter though and I gave him some Pepto. You can give your dogs Pepto as long as it's not too much. You should start with small doses. See how they do with it. And if they need more, they can have more. If you question it, talk to your vet first. Don't just give your dog something if you've never done it before. So I've given these guys Pepto when Molly has had issues where she throws up a lot or she poops a lot or somebody's got diarrhea. I go to Pepto. So little man has never gotten this before. What you gotta do is you gotta have like one of those little plastic syringe-y things. Or syringe things. When I hear the word syringe, I always think of a needle. So I don't know if I'm saying this right, but you fill it up, again, depending on their size and how much to give them. And you have to, because they won't take it. They hate the taste of Pepto, at least mine do. So you have to kind of pull their cheek out and try and shove it in the back of their mouth. So they have to swallow it. Almost like when you make them swallow a pill that they don't want to swallow, but they have to. Well, a lot of people will hide pills in TREATs, which of course I have to spell because they're watching me because they have not gotten their FOOD yet. Not realizing it's early, of course, they just know I'm home and I'm the routine. So a lot of people will put their pills in TREATs or hide it in their FOODs. If I can't do that, timing issue, or I don't know, I forget something, I will just make them swallow it. Molly's really good about this. She'll swallow it and not give me a whole lot of hassle. She puts her head down when she sees the pill bottle come out because she hates it, but she knows that that's something she has to do because Mom makes her do it. Molly hates Pepto. It's actually when I got the Pepto out from Monty, she sat down and put her head down like, oh God, it's coming again. But it wasn't for her. So I take Monty, I put him up on the counter, and I let him sniff at first, but he knew what was going on. I just don't go, balls to the wall. Hey, I'm going to put this in the mouth. It's not like Greg will be trying to sleep or something. So I let him taste it. He is not him at all. So I open up his little cheek, and I thought for sure he'd growl or do something, because he doesn't like his mouth fucked with. But he let me do it, and he just didn't want to swallow. And the look on his face and the sheer disgust in his eyes as he started to kind of gag, I couldn't help but giggle. It was super cute. So I hope that works and he starts to feel better. Greg wanted me to rent a rug doctor this weekend. But I was talking to a guy at work. He's not actually in my office, he's down in Iowa. Really nice guy. Oh, God. And I was telling him about it that I was coming home and yeah, probably the dream of just Hershey all over the place, not a good thing. He said, you know, when my dog started to get older, I just lost this one. See, we used to have a carpet shampooer, but I never used it. So I'm like, what's the point of getting it if I'm not going to use it? It's just taking a seat. Well, now that the dogs are getting older and things are going to start to happen, they're going to have an accident, so they're going to get sick or
even when they throw up, it's something that I definitely think that we need. We have talked about taking the carpet out of the living room and putting down laminate boards like we have in the kitchen. But that's also super expensive. So it's not anything that we can do anytime soon. So in the meantime, we have to make the best of what we have and just clean the carpet. I could have someone come in and do it and spend a bunch of money, but again, I don't have it. If you're going to have somebody come in and do carpet, you got to kennel the dogs up, which you could probably take them down to daycare. So they wouldn't be freaking out there with a stranger in the house. Yeah. There's a lot to think about when you have animals. There's a lot that you have to not deal with, I guess, because I'm not dealing with it, but you have to be accepting. There's another word. You have to be accepting of what happens as they get older. They're just like little people, you know? The older the person gets, they can have accidents or shit. I remember one time when my niece and nephew were little, my four fell apart and I shit my pants. I seriously shit my pants. It was pretty great. I had to ask my mom for a pair of pants and try to pull myself up. It was awful. The things I'll do for a while. There was one time too. and Greg will attest to this one. Got a little too drunk when we were out all night. And he cleans the house on fire. So you may say, some of you may say, oh, that's terrible. He cleans the house? Yeah. And this is why. I spent many years cleaning the places that we live in, top to bottom. When I clean, it's not a 3 or 4 hour thing. It's 8 to 10 hours, sometimes 2 days. Because I'm not the kind of person that's just gonna, I'll dust, vacuum, and be done. No. If I'm gonna vacuum, I'm gonna move the couch. I'm gonna move the chairs. If I'm gonna dust, I'm gonna get on top of the covers. I'm gonna dust. I'm gonna clean. When I say I clean. There's no fucking around. So in order to save up the weekend, because we only get Saturday off together, like full days, otherwise we get Friday night and then a few hours on Sunday before Tuesday. He has been cleaning the house on Friday, which has been amazing. And I really appreciate it. I don't maybe tell him enough because I tend to have these like little mini freakouts where I find something that's not clean and then I feel bad because I freaked out about it. Long story. But something that if his mother ever heard this, could really use for ammo. I don't know why I'm on the mother lately, like his mom.
We'll have to talk about that a little bit. Anyway, so one day he cleaned on Friday. We went out. I drank a little too much. Came home, got sick. As I'm retching, horribly retching, I pissed myself. Pissed all over the floor. I thought maybe it was just like a little trickle. No. It was a puddle. It was Niagara Falls coming out of my urethra. And I called to him, like, Greg, I'm dying. He's like, no, you're not fucking dying, but you just pissed on the goddamn floor. So that was a fun story. this, but so I don't just ramble as much as I usually do. So first thing I want to talk about is what was on the radio when I came home today. It wasn't Blake Shelton. It wasn't Florida Georgia Line. Oh, it was something much, much worse. It was Luke Bryan. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat. I hate Luke Bryan. Him with his big stupid teeth and his big stupid face. I actually don't understand how a lot of people have come so far in the music industry as they have. Taylor Swift, for example. I don't think Taylor Swift can sing at all. I find her entertaining. She's a good songwriter. But singing? No, not so much. It actually like just grates on my nerves to hear her sing. There's a couple songs I don't mind because I like lifting weights to them. If you've never done body pump and you feel like you can, it's a lot of weights. I suggest it because it's very fun. You lift weights to the rhythm of music. So by the end of the song, 3-minute song, you have no idea, but you just did like maybe 200 squats. Or because you don't count the reps that you do, you just go with the music. So there are a few songs that I would not listen to on a regular basis that I would do when I'm exercising, which needs to happen more often, which I actually came home this afternoon at lunch to grab my workout clothes. I was going to go to the gym after work. But when Greg called and said that Monty wasn't feeling well, I need to be here and I need to pay attention to him. I can't be distracted and then he goes somewhere and have an accident because he can't hold it or he thinks, you know, if something scares him about whatever. So I kind of have to just lay low today. Speaking of music, though, besides my hatred for Florida Georgia Line and Luke Bryant and Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, Jennifer Lopez, yeah, I just don't like any of them. I have found a soundtrack that I have listened to the last 2 days probably 12 times. And it's The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman. I watched this movie on Friday night. Greg was working. He had inventory. So he went to work Friday night. Like I said, usually he's off Friday. But so I came home and it was just the dogs and I. So I sat down, had a beer. And I had recorded The Greatest Showman a few days before because, like, well, I'll try it. I had a few people suggest it, saying that it was just a really good, fun movie. Now, disclaimer for this. P.T. Barnum was not the greatest human being. But I also try to give a little leniency for the era that he lived in. The era that he lived in, they didn't see animals like a lot of people see animals now. They saw animals as just being there strictly for them, for their use, for abusing, whatever. I went to the circus as a child, and I have great memories of the circus with my parents, and I have great memories of going to the circus one time with my grandpa, which was very rare that he would take us anywhere. We went to Subway, I got cotton candy, and I never rode the elephant. I never wanted to. Not that it scared me. Even then, I just didn't feel that that was right. So, I just want to say, with P.T. Barnum and the whole circus thing, I don't agree with the animal exploitation. I posted on Facebook that I really enjoy The Greatest Showman, and somebody who's very passionate, vegan, and I'm just saying vegan because showing her passion in her being passionate. I'm not saying that to say, and she's vegan, you know, like I'd say he's a Trump supporter. But, so she's very passionate, and she said, oh, really, you liked it? What about the exploitation of animals? Now, like I just said, I don't agree with that. If the circus were still around, I would be... I think there is a version of the Circus Ross, just not the Ringling Brothers. I don't know, because I don't really do anything but bleed, shit, and work. That's the other thing. Bleed, shit, work, and eat. That's what I do. I would probably be at a protest, or I would be very loud about people not going because of the animals that are there. I think if people are in it, and, you know, like the trapeze and the motorcycle dome thing, people get to make their decisions on if they want to do stuff like that. Animals don't. And I don't think that animals should be treated that way. So I responded to her. I thought about it for a little bit, though, because I'm like, you know, I don't want to come off aggressive. I don't want to be that asshole. But I just told her, I said, hey, I had a long week. I was looking for something just fun to watch. And Hugh Jackman being in it, sure as fuck didn't hurt, because I think he is a beautiful man. He's beautiful in The Greatest Showman. He was incredibly gorgeous as Wolverine. And there are other movies where it's just, you know what? Make the movie keep going, because not only is he nice to look at, but he's supposedly a really nice person. So, with that all being said, and that all out of the way, that's the other thing, is I replied to her saying, I just wanted to see Hugh Jackman, I don't agree with the circus, I don't agree with the exploitation of animals, but sometimes I need to just relax and find something that I may enjoy. It could have backfired, I could have watched it, and it could have been terrible, but oh my god, you guys, I loved it so much. I watched it on Friday by myself, and Saturday then, when Greg and I woke up, so he got home kind of late Friday night, I was telling him about it. He goes, oh, do you think I'd like it? I'm like, you really don't like musicals. I don't know if you would like it or not. But I said, I'll watch it again, which is rare for me to watch the same movie twice in a row. I usually don't do that. So we watched it, and I would glance over at him once in a while, and I'd see him bob in his head, so I knew he was getting into it. He liked it. And I said, well, the soundtrack is on Amazon. It's Amazon Prime Music. And he's like, oh, are you serious? So then he asked, do you know the store? And I said, yeah, actually I do. Great. Let me get the soundtrack going. I'll get my earbuds in. I'll go to the store. So he was listening to the soundtrack while he went to the grocery store. Well, then yesterday, it was his birthday, so I got off work a little early. Was it 5? It was maybe like 5 o'clock exactly, which is early sometimes for me. Here, let me get your goop. Sorry, I'm getting Ellie's eye goop. So I came home, got him, we went to Paradiso, which is a Mexican-ish restaurant. I don't know if you really want to call it Mexican food or not. It's stuff that they put on a plate and throw in the microwave. That's why the plates are always so hot. But it was still good. He got his meal free. We had some beers. We had, you know, we talked a bit and stuff. And he got a text, and it was his job. He had taken Sunday and Monday off to have some him time, because both of us have had really shitty birthdays, so we like to celebrate as much as we get old. And it was his work, and they said, hey, we're a few guys down, can you come in? We really need your help. And part of him didn't want to go, but I could see in his face that he wanted to go and help. That's just who he is. He's not the type of guy that will leave you with your dick in the breeze. You know, he'll tell you that your dick is out and try and find you something to cover it up. He won't touch the dick, but he will try to help you out. So he said, yeah, I'll come in after their lunch break at 10:30. So that gave us a little bit of time after we ate. We came home. And he looks at me and he goes, do you want to watch The Greatest Showman one more time? I said, sure, I'll watch it again. So I watched it 3 times, and I'll probably watch it again next weekend, because that is just how much I loved it. Hugh Jackman was amazing. Zac Efron was amazing. I even don't mind that Zendaya. I just do not really care for her because I didn't see anything that she did that I liked. So I'm like, whatever. She was great in this. The lady that was the bearded lady, however, Keila something? I can't think of her name now. She sang a song called This Is Me. And I choked up. Even thinking about it chokes me up because that's like my anthem in life. Oh God, maybe I am gonna be bleeding soon because I usually don't get emotional for stupid shit like this. But that song choked me up. It is a beautiful song, and I wish I had a voice like her. Her voice is absolutely incredible. If you don't want to watch the movie, because musicals aren't for everybody, at least listen to that song. It's called This Is Me on the Greatest Showman soundtrack. And it's, I can't even say the words because I would want to sing it, and I can't sing anywhere close to how she sings. I mean, her range is ridiculous. And Greg woke me up this morning and he goes, watch this video on YouTube. I'm like, oh my God, just woke up and want me to watch YouTube. Why? You quit missing my face. Well, so it was this lady, Keila, the bearded lady, and they were in the studio practicing their songs, and This Is Me came up, and she was standing behind the podium, and she was nervous, and you could tell she didn't want to leave her post behind the podium. She didn't want to be vulnerable. She just wanted to sing it and get it done. And, and the choir was there, and they all sang with her and everything, and all of a sudden, she just felt it. And she got up, and she was dancing and just feeling confident, and with that voice, she should feel confident, and she grabbed Hugh Jackman's hand, and made me just love him even more. So it's a beautiful song. It really is. And it's like a pop song. It's something you would hear on the radio. It's not anything that, you know, you want to go sit in the closet and contemplate suicide. It's a good song. So I would strongly recommend you listen to it if you can. Let me see if I can find my notes here on what else we could talk about, or what else I could talk about, rather. Where's my notepad? It's really sad. I don't know how to use my phone still. It's very sad. Here we go. Oh, okay. So I write things down throughout the day. I've been doing that lately on things that, like, strike me. Or stupid things I catch myself doing that I can share with you. So, in the bathroom at work, they redid the bathroom. When I first got there, it was one toilet in a stall. And if you went in there and somebody was in the stall, it was really awkward. Because, okay, I really got to piss. And I don't want to walk all the way back to the back bathrooms. I'm just going to wait here, but then you felt creepy, but they saw your shoes anyway, so they knew it was you that was hanging out listening to them go to the bathroom. And it's not like you were intentionally just standing there listening to them shit, like you were enjoying it, but you had to go. Anyway, they redid the bathrooms, made them bigger. There's now two stalls in there, and I like to go in the handicap stall. Now, I don't do this usually if, like, I'm out in a public place, because I don't know when that stall is going to be needed for somebody that, you know, is in a wheelchair or who really needs it. But at work, I use it because I like to stretch out. I like the little bit of extra room. I'm sitting there and having the Paradiso poops, and I look down. There are speckles on the floor. Like, it's gray sheet linoleum with, like, black and other gray colored specks in it. What I like to do is I like to stare at it and see if I can find, like, a face, or if I can find something in these specks.
Like, sometimes at the doctor's office, too, they'll have the drop ceilings, and, you know, like, those tiles have, like, the specks and stuff on them. So you'll, if you ever see me at the doctor, I may be staring at the ceiling, trying to distract myself by looking for something in the specs. Do I find a shape? Do I find a face? Do I find an animal? Well, so I'm sitting in the bathroom, doing my business with my pants around my ankles, because I'm not one of those people that keeps the pants up by the knees. I don't want anything to possibly get on my pants, so the pants go all the way down to my ankles. I don't get completely naked, because that's just fucking weird. I don't even do that at home. But I like to just have them down, you know? I don't like to be confined as I'm going to the bathroom. So I'm sitting there. I mean, if somebody comes in, I'll pull them up a little bit, because nobody wants to see my underwears, because I have old underwears with holes in them. There may be stains. I don't know what the stains are. They could be in the front. They could be in the back. But nobody needs to see that. That's my personal business if I'm wearing comfortable underwear that are gross. They're clean, but they're gross. So, looking at the floor, I saw an elephant wearing a monocle. Yeah, that's what I saw. I saw an elephant wearing a monocle. And then I looked in another spot of the floor, and I was kind of concentrating on this one group. And I saw a really angry face, like an angry face that wanted to hurt me. So I hurried up, got my business done, wiped up my shit, and off I went. The face freaked me out. I liked the elephant wearing the monocle, not the angry face. Was different. So as I'm washing my hands, I look behind me and there is a breastfeeding room in the bathroom now. And I think this is a great idea. I don't think breastfeeding should be shamed. I'm not a parent, okay? Let's make that clear. You probably already know it if you've listened to other shows by now. I am not a parent. I do not want to be a parent. I don't want anything on my tit. I don't want anything coming out of my water slide. It's not even a water slide, it's a dry slide. If anything, tumbleweeds would come out of it. Because when you're on anxiety meds, I mean, that just dries your shit up. But, so I have no desire for kids. But the people that do have kids, no way of parenting should ever be shamed. Because everybody does it different. You know, as long as you're not raising an asshole, let the parents do what they have to do. I'm an advocate for breastfeeding only for the reason of, you know, I don't necessarily care if the kid's getting more nutrients. I don't care if it's right or wrong to give formula or give the tit. Mine is purely based on principle that if 600-pound Tommy can be outside on his lawnmower without a shirt on and I have to watch his tits jiggle around, how is it different for a new mother to feed her child? She's actually using her boobs as they should be. I mean, these things weren't put on our chest for something sexual. These things weren't put on our chest just to get jizzed on, which I've never done that because I think I would gag, because that's jizz is a lot. It's a lot like snot. Oh, God, so gross. But boobs have always been sexualized, and I don't agree with that. Boobs are for work. You know, they're to feed your child, or, I don't know. I think that's their main purpose, is just feed kids. Yeah, it's really nothing else they do but get in the way. I think they should be detachable, to be honest with you. But if I ever saw a woman out in public breastfeeding her child and getting shit for it, I would say something. My mom made a comment when we were at Aldi, and it wasn't anything loud where the lady could hear. She just said it more to me. She goes, oh. Because the lady had her baby strapped to her chest in one of like those cradle-y things and was breastfeeding. And my mom said, oh, I can't believe she's got her tit out in the store. I said, Ma, it's not like she's just running up and down the milk by the milk area going, look, I got milk too, and she's got her titties on the glass. The kid is hungry. That's He deserves to be fed. You can't put him... She should not have to go into a room to feed her child. She should not have to put a blanket over the child. I wouldn't want to eat with a blanket over my head. It gets hot in there, and especially if you got this big fat tit in your mouth. No, nothing about that sounds appealing to me. You're feeding your child. Do you cover up your dog when your dog is nursing puppies? Or, you know, do you hide grandma because she has to be spoon-fed by an orderly? That's how I see things. There's no reason to put shame in that when there's no shame at all. It is not shameful. Your main goal, I believe, as parents is, like I said, don't raise an asshole. Take care of them the best possible way you can. Make sure that they're fed, they're clothed, they're educated. You may not be able to give them everything that you had or everything that you didn't have, but raise a decent human being. If that means that you are... Oh! Perfect example. My friend and I, we went to like a little street fair market here in town at a park, and there was a breastfeeding station. And I loved it. Because the only thing for that mother that may have had to use that was a tent. She would go sit in the chair with the protection of the tent from the sun. And whatever she wanted to do with her body and her child after that was her business. We passed it a couple times and I would look in there to see if there would be anybody in there. Because I'm sure somebody would have said something. Not like I go looking for a fight, but I would have said something. I just personally believe that there's no shame in it. You know, just like I don't think that there's any shame in being a dancer or a stripper, whatever you want to call it. You're working. You're getting money. You're getting paid. You're not sitting on your ass just getting a check from the government. You're actually doing something, and you're probably making really good money at it. It's the men. It's the men in that bar that sexualize those bags on her chest. When I go to the strip club, which I'd like to go sometime soon because I like it there. It's a clean environment. You would not think so, but the bathrooms in this bar are probably the cleanest bathrooms I've seen in a bar. And you go there and nobody is looking at you. They don't care about what you look like. You know, people aren't looking at me going, ugh, she's fat. Ugh, she's gross. They're focusing on the person on the stage that's performing. And they burn their drinks. I mean, you want a Long Island or you want a Sex on the Beach or something like that, you get liquor. Okay? You don't just get ice and water or ice and soda. Or not soda. Who the fuck am I kidding? You don't get pop. I don't even know why I said soda. We say pop in North Dakota. So that's my deal there. We have a Chick-fil-A here in town that I refuse to go to for a few reasons. But it kind of sealed the deal when this local Chick-fil-A, there was a woman in there who was breastfeeding her child. And she was asked to either cover up or leave. And this was a hot summer day. And even though air conditioned inside, again, would you want to eat with a blanket over your head? And so she ended up leaving. They actually bullied her to leave. I don't agree with that at all. If I have to sit and watch 400-pound Sally stuff her face full of Chick-fil-A, why are you offended at somebody breastfeeding their child? How is that any worse than you shoving food in your face? I gotta watch you chew and listen to you chew. Gross. Or slurp on a fucking pop. It's disgusting. At least a mother feeding her child is natural. Now, that being said, I think there should maybe be a cap on the breastfeeding age. There was an article not long ago about a mother who was still feeding her 8-year-old son. 8 years old. That I don't agree with. I think at that point, when they can actually look at you and say, Mom, I want your boob, that's a problem. My husband can say, hey, Darcy, I want your boob. That's not a problem because we are two consenting adults. He still probably won't get it. And if he does, he'll put it back because there's been sweat underneath them lately. And that sweat smells like elbow macaroni, and I don't know why. There's nothing under there. There's no infection. It just smells weird. I think I need powder. So that's how I feel about the tit. Oh, God, I'm tired. I gotta work a little bit here from home tonight. I don't have to. I'm going to since I left a little bit early to come home and tend to little here. Ugh, I'm watching Chopped right now. It's not the greatest episode, but I won't watch the new Chopped anymore because Martha Stewart's on. Why don't you just make a whole panel of people I don't like? Let's do Martha Stewart, Blake Shelton, and Luke Bryan. Oh, joy. There's a good fucking show you can watch. Oh, let's see what else is on. Modern Family used to be really good. It's not anymore. They're actually ending it soon, which is a good thing. Impractical Jokers is on. If you haven't seen Impractical Jokers, go to True TV and check them out. They're on all the time. They're really funny. They're just four friends that are doing stupid shit. Some of the stuff I don't necessarily agree with. I think is kind of stupid. But we all have our opinions, and Lord knows I have a lot of them. I would like to see the Impractical Jokers live, though. They are a comedy troupe first, the four guys, and they're called the Tenderloins. They've been to Minneapolis, which we couldn't go because we didn't have money at the time. And well, if they came anytime soon, we still couldn't go because we still don't have any money. Because now I need to try and save up to get a Bissell carpet cleaner for the mess of the floor. I used some Resolve. I went to Walmart and got some Resolve to clean up the other spots and stuff for where Little pooped and had his accidents and had his issues. And it seems to look okay now, but we do need to clean it. We would eventually like to put wood in here. I think I said that. But as I'm looking at it, I just think about how much nicer it would look if we had wood. Our house is 12 years old, and we've had multiple dogs in here for many years. So it takes a beating. It really does. We did have one guy come in, though, however, to fix the patio door, which I'll be making some phone calls because they still haven't done that yet. He looked around, though, because Greg had said, hey, call me before you get here so I can kennel the dogs up. And he goes, well, I like dogs. Greg goes, I got six of them, and one is kind of scared of strangers. Takes a while for him. The guy goes, oh, you got six dogs. What? He comes in, he looks around, and he said, you know, if it wasn't for the dog toys and the dog bowls, I would have had no idea you had dogs. And I take that as a really nice compliment. That means that my house doesn't smell, my house is clean. So that was nice. That was a good feeling. But the patio door has been leaking. When it rains, it leaks underneath, and then the carpet gets all wet. So, and we got the door from Lowe's. Greg's dad got us the door 1 year for Christmas after the factory door that was put in the house kept freezing shut. The handle broke off. It was a mess. It was a disaster. So this was a Christmas present, and a beautiful one at that. I absolutely love this door. But our carpet would get wet. So we called Lowe's, and Lowe's was like, well, you got to call Pella. Pella made the door, and it's a manufacturer defect. So I called Pella. Greg called Pella. And Pella came back and said, that doesn't sound like a manufacturer defect. That sounds like an installation issue. But we can come out and diagnose it. And Greg was getting frustrated, so I took over. I emailed Lowe's. And the person that he was dealing with, I emailed our local Lowe's, and I said, listen here. You've been working with my husband. He has been patient this whole time. I said, now at this point, it's like a ping pong game, and he's the ball getting passed back and forth. You and Pella, Lowe's and Pella. And I said, and now it's going to end. I said, at this point, now you get to work with me. I will be nice to a point, but you are not going to volley me around like this. I want my door fixed. if my door does not get fixed in X amount of days. I will be taking this to social media as much as I possibly can, telling people to share it all over the place. And I said, I will be coming to you to get my carpet cleaned because it has been wet. I need to know that my flooring underneath the carpet is not going to rot. I said, this has been an ongoing issue that we have been trying to work with you patiently. And I said, now it's my turn. Next day, Greg gets a phone call. Greg gets the phone call, not me. And it's her, and she goes, well, I'm going to have my manager's manager, like the head manager, come out and see what's going on. Great. Come on out. This was the guy that said it didn't look like we had dogs. So he comes out, he takes off the track and stuff, and he's like, why did he drill here? And Greg goes, I don't know. I'm not the door installation guy. And he goes, I know how we can fix this. We're going to get this taken care of. That was now 3 weeks ago. 3 motherfucking weeks ago. And nobody has been here to fix my door. So, guess what? They've been working with Greg. Greg is very patient. Greg can be very kind. I can be very impatient. And I can be a big fucking bitch. So on Friday, if we don't hear from this guy that's going to come and fix the door, it's my turn to take over. And I am not going to be nice about it. We've been nice too long. I want my goddamn door fixed. This wasn't something that I did. This wasn't something that happened because something shifted. This was something that was done when the door was fucking installed. Fix my shit. Ugh, irritates me. What are you doing, little? What's going on? You okay? Come here, let's get your eye goop. Yeah. Oh, honey, I know you don't feel good. I can see it in your eyes. I know, sweet boy. I know. I can tell he doesn't feel good. His little eyes are just tired, and I'm gonna go clean him up and get anything that maybe stuck to him off. Hey! Watch out who you're snapping at there, little man. He had something crusty on his leg, so we gotta clean you up, don't we? Yeah, you've had a rough day. You have. You've been pooping a lot. You poops a lot. You're like Mama. Mama poops a lot, too. Well, I think that's all I got for today. I'm going to do some work now. I'll probably give the dogs what they've been begging me for the last hour. I'll have a couple beers. Do you want a beer, Ellie Mae? You do? You want a beer? I'm going to finish up some laundry. And, oh, here he goes. He's going to start freaking out. Well, hello! Max is under a blanket being as cute as he could possibly be. Yeah, Chopped is over now. What's on next? Hold on. Oh, another episode of Chopped. Isn't that lovely? So, I get distracted by Chopped because I'm like, ooh, what episode does it have? Have I seen it? Is Martha Stewart on it? These are all contributing factors of my decision on if I am going to watch Chopped. So I might come and talk to you tomorrow. If that's okay, we can talk about, you know, what's on TV. We can talk about Friends and how Friends sucks. And I think I'm the only person alive that can't stand that show. Or Seinfeld. I hate those two shows very much. So I'm going to find something to watch here. Give the dogs their stuff. And I'm going to eat some leftover lasagna. Poop a little more. And then it will probably be time to go to bed. So, anyway, I hope you all have a fabulous rest of the week. I hope you had a great day. And I'm just opening up my phone so I can shut this off. We're almost at the 45-minute mark. That's how long-winded I'm getting to be, people. Oh, Tombstone is fucking on AMC at 7 o'clock. One of my favorite movies, but we can't watch it because there's horses. So, all right then. You take care. I will talk to you later. Have a good one. Bye!